This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to talk about the Ascension, which could be 2012, what everybody's talking about. We do instantaneous healings on this program, and tonight is kind of our paranormal night, although we do a lot of light ship healings and different types of energy work and describe about the light ship. So if you're curious what the light ship is, it's creation energy that Jesus used 2,000 years ago. Simple as that. And the light ship is here to help all those who wish to do the ascension process. And the light only comes once every 2,000 years to this planet for a short amount of time. It came last time about 1,250 years ago when Jesus walked the earth. And after that time, it left. And it's back again. It came in 2005. And we're here to do special clearings to clean out your DNA, your past history of your body, so that you're able to do the ascension. Otherwise, it's going to be pretty difficult, if not next to impossible. So here we go. We'll see if Annika's out there, see if she has any questions. We have a lot of questions from probably left over from last time on the fast chat. So if you do want to come on and ask questions, you can either call in or go to the BBS fast chat and bring forth your information. And we'll have a lot of fun tonight. This is the first show of the new year. And we also have our special healing coming up tomorrow, which is Saturday, from 1 o'clock California time. It's a four-hour conference call. Time goes by very quickly, and we're going to bring in what the Earth Spirit would like to have come into this planet for its own particular healing, for its ascension. So you're going to be able to recognize and resonate to these energies for the upcoming year. So, Annika, are you out there?
Thank you. Yes. It's great to be on here today, Friday the 2nd of 2010. Just that call you are talking about, the call tomorrow, which is, Friday the 1st. Sorry, I'm one day ahead. Tomorrow is the 2nd. Tomorrow is Saturday the 2nd, and that's when you're having that call which seeds the different energies in the upcoming year. So I just wanted to ask, because some of the questions that's been bouncing around, some of the people I've talked to, what would be the benefit for us to seed those intentions for the different months, Ron, with the Creation Lightship energies?
Yeah, what will happen is that the Earth Spirit is requesting certain energies to come forth, we'll just say in a month-to-month energy cycle. So the benefit is so you can actually resonate to that and see how it's going to affect your body. And then from there, you can do your manifestations from that standpoint. So this is why it's so nice that people just love feeling the energies of the upcoming year before they actually come to us. And so this is just a projection. Remember, the light only works in the now. So if you're a new time listener, what I will say is that anything that is not in the present moment is not of the light. And so some people, they don't understand that because their mind kind of goes with a big question mark. They may go sideways as their extraterrestrial alien implants are put off. But what happens is when you deal with mind energy, so if I didn't lose anybody so far, if you deal with mind energy inside of your head, between your ears, you're dealing with darkness energies. Now, the light only works in the now. And so anything in time in your head, which is collective consciousness, which is universal mind. Remember, mind energy is not of the light. Anything that deals with like Akashic records, etc., that's all the dark side programming, like the movie The Matrix. And these energies here program you to live your life a certain way. So what happens is your natal chart is set up for you to go through different experiences. It's not necessarily like they tell you that it's for your spirit to grow, or spiritual growth. It's for you to be set up and to have a lot of problems in your life, and this is how the planets control you. And I always wonder why the moon never moves, okay? So that's a good thing. You might want to think about that. How can something out there never change its position? You know, why it moves from side to side naturally as a planet turns, but why doesn't it always move? It's probably because it's directing mind energy to you, kind of like a dish, you know, and the dish, you know, is transmitting energy to the planet, and it doesn't change. So member is probably tracking you. So this is what happens, is that these energies out there from your natal chart are controlling you. And they're in time because you have a horoscope, your natal chart. So because they're in time and the light only works in the now, those two energies cannot be the same. So when you use mind energy, time energy, that's the dark side energies from the aliens, from the ETs. And when you're in your heart center, then you're able to be out of the time energy and be in the moment with the divine flow energy, we'll call it, creation energy in your heart. So the reason why you'd want to be able to sample these energies is just to see how you can project energies out in the future for the energies coming to this planet. And so, like I said, it's just going to be a really, really good approximation. This is what the Earth Spirit is requesting now to have brought to itself, because it has certain things that it has to do for its ascension before it leaves. And you're able to actually connect with that because your body resonates with the Earth Spirit. So I hope that answered your question. So back to you, Annika.
So if somebody wants to come on tomorrow, let's say, and you are not able to be on the call for the entire time, does that matter?
No, it doesn't matter. Once you connect, I have people who have actually signed up to be absentee on this call. It's only $20 for a four-hour conference call. So if you're interested, and we do water charging too. So if you are interested, you can go to the website and pay for it there, or just send me an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com. Leave your phone number and I'll get back with you before the call tomorrow. Like I said, it starts at 1 o'clock PST, and you're able to then go on the call and have the energies brought to you. And you're on the light ship. This is what Jesus took people to for the healings 2,000 years ago. It's here now. So if you're a fan of Jesus and you know about his miracle healings and his teachings, which may not be completely correct in the Bible, but if you take the overall information, you know that he came here for a reason. And the reason was to teach ascension. They might leave that out of the Bible, but he came here to teach ascension, to release people's genetic cellular memories 2,000 years ago so they could do the ascension process. And it comes once every 2,000 years. So we're back to that same point now, and if you're wishing to do that, and this also is for your spirit and your body, two different things happen here. One's for your spirit ascension, which may or may not take the body, and the other one is having your body and spirit come together. So hopefully you want to get both of these out of here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so if you're on the East Coast, that's at 4 p.m. tomorrow till 8 p.m. And for you who want to check that out, go to www.creationlightship.com, and up at the top you will see information about the event, and you can go online and pay with PayPal or send Ron an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and just let me know that you want to be on that call.
Let's do an emotional clearing for everybody, and then we'll do a mental clearing. Remember, if you're doing your mind energy, then you're connected to the darkness. And when you're on this program, almost everybody instantly gets out of the mind and goes to the heart, because there's no mind energy being transmitted here. So your body resonates to that, and so does your spirit. So this is the way you wish to be and want to be all the time, is to be connected to your heart center and to get rid of all that negativity of daily lives. But if you don't do that, then you deal with emotional densities, traumas, other people's situations that trigger yours. And here we go. So we're going to do this clearing here. This is a sample clearing going back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now, for those of you out there who are outside of your head thinking all the time, this is the mental energy, this is the mind matrix, this is the negativity that you are connected to. And this controls your life. When you're in the heart, then you're not controlled by this energy. And this is where you want to be, is peaceful. So here we go. Mental energy, getting you out of your head. So 5 days ago clear, to clear away these traumas that you've had, thoughts, maybe entities talking to you, maybe they come by and tell you that they're your spiritual guides, which never talk to you inside of your head. That's for information for a lot of you if you don't know that. your only guidance that you're ever going to have that is true from the light is out of your heart center. And these energies will never channel through anyone, the divine energies, because you already have it with you. So people who do channel the energies like Archangel Michael and Jesus and different energies like this here, they're just channeling the light of the darkness, the fabricated, cloned energies that the darkness has created in mind to bring to people. And this is basically, a lot of this is the New Age movement on New Age metaphysics. So here we go. Mental energy. We're going to do a clearing for you. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Boy, that's pretty rough. A lot of people out there are still in their minds. So here we go. Then we'll drop you down into your heart. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Again, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And one more time, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, because of this tremendous amount of mind energy, we're going to do a clearing for the dark side energies that could be inside of people. This could be the shapeshifters. It could be entities that are from dark side that inhabit your body, look out of your eyes. This happens quite often for people. They don't understand it. Maybe why they lose their train of thought. All of a sudden it goes away. Or they wonder why they're in a certain location and they don't remember the past for the last few minutes. So here we go. We're going to get these dark side energies out of you. And I'll count to 10. Bring up the light beam, if you would, on the monitor screen. And scroll down maybe about an inch or so on the scroll bar on the Creation Lightship Healing page. There'll be a light beam that appears. And here we go. So we're going to start taking away these dark side energies that are inside of your body, against your body's free will, and against your spirit's free will. Remember, we're attacked and also connected to the dark side by mind. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as they get released. You may feel your body change. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is great for the dark side because a lot of these dark side beings, remember these are soulless beings, they do want to come into the light, but they don't know how to. And sometimes they come into people's bodies and they see the light in you and they want to get released, but you have no way of actually doing that. It's impossible. So now they have a chance to go into the light. So this is really good for the dark side to be able to experience light, because they probably are waiting for 2,000 years too to go into the light. But they need a conduit, so this is it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, there's a lot leaving. You guys might have chills out there. If you do, your body's loving this here because they're leaving and they're just coming out of your body to go to the light. Very, very wonderful healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, great. So let's do a feeling body. Most people use emotions more than they do feelings, but about 20% of the people will say use their feelings to sample life here on this planet. And they use that because they know that their body kind of maybe gets upset, maybe they get a stomach ache when they should not be in location. Maybe they feel great when they think they're supposed to be in a certain location or doing something. But remember, if your feeling body is contaminated, it may be giving you the wrong signals. So here we go, feeling body healing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And these clearings are online. have a sliding scale for them. Very, very reasonable. It's only $5 times your age. And if you happen to be over 60, then all the years above 60 are free to you. Remember, each year of your life, you pick up more and more and more and more traumas, because this is what the dark side wants to bring to you, are these trauma energies. And your body has to release them. So it keeps recycling over and over and over again different situations in your life. And these are actually the thoughts of your ancestors. So you're living the thoughts of your ancestors. This is why Jesus came to release these out of people. This is the same process that we're doing today. It's getting rid of the genetic cellular memory from you. And to have a clearing to get rid of your emotional traumas in this lifetime, maybe you got hit by a car and you still are afraid to drive a car. Maybe you've been molested at a younger age and you have problems from that. Maybe you don't want to see the opposite sex or something. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you became more submissive for different things. It makes no difference. Whatever the situation is that you're dealing with on an emotional trauma energy, the emotional clearing will almost always clear it, about 95% of the time. So it doesn't matter what it is. The light chip just takes your spiritual blueprint of your spirit and of your body and heals it. And this is how simple it is. It's instantaneous healing. This is why I do these samples. I'll do another clearing here. I'll do it for a trauma body. This is not used or needed by everybody. Maybe only about 10% of the people need it. These are the people who, whatever they do, something happens to them maybe weekly, if not daily, and they freak out all the time. And that's because that body is completely overloaded, filled up full of negativity. Remember, when you're first born, these bodies are like filters. And they're cleaned out. And now, since you lived your life, they get clogged up. And when they get too clogged up and overly filled, and that energy leaks back into your physical body and causes all of your physical illnesses. So here we go, trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So if you happen to walk the earth 2,000 years ago and you had exact memory of what I'm talking about here, you would know that this is correct when I'm telling you. So this is what Jesus talked and teached about to get this stuff out of you. Maybe in a little different languaging, because naturally it's 2,000 years difference. He used the word Father in the Bible. I used the word light ship. Same exact energy. So, Annika, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron. You know, I think I heard we might have had a caller on, I'm not sure, but I thought I heard something earlier on. I don't know if anyone's still there. Is there anyone else out there calling in? Nope. I can't hear anyone. Oh, somebody's there? So if you want to call in, let me just give the numbers here for Station 2. Call-in numbers is 415-762-1168 or 530-413-4511, 530-413-4515, 530-413-4520, or 415-287-0074. And you can see those on the bbsradio.com at their Live Talk Radio Station 2 page, if you want to look them over again. But we do welcome callers, and it's great if you want to call in, or if you have questions on the fast chat. There was some great comments there too. Ron, I saw Everett making a comment to say, nice to see that the dark side and also can get led to the light. So thank you for that. I know that clearing that you removed of the dark side sample there was very, very strong. So thank you for doing that, Ron. That's just great. And Kelly is having a question. She is wondering about an itch on her upper right arm from shoulder to elbow, and this has gone on almost a year, and there's no medical reason found for it. And she's wondering if that can be healed.
Boy, but that's a good question. If you've had it for that long, we can put some energy there right now. Remember, I think I had a show on 9/25 of last year, 2009, which talked about, as a Friday show, so look at a Friday show about that time, that talked about healing, because healing is not that easy. Taking away the emotional stuff and the traumas and mental body and all these other things are an easy thing to do, but physical problems that manifest, now you're into genetic situations that have manifested from the invisible into the physical. So I would first look at that as entity. So let's first do an entity clearing here and see if you have an entity attached to you. So here we go, releasing whatever is there. So it's a work for everybody too. Just think of what you're dealing with. Everybody has some type of situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next thing we'll look at, besides entities, we'll go back and I'll just do a scan here. And naturally, since this is all from the past, and the past is 1 second ago, I'm back through your life and your parents' life and their parents' life and everybody else's life associated with you. Remember, you're living the life of your ancestors in this present moment. So that's one way they talk about that you're living all your lifetimes at once. Well, it's not your lifetimes. It's their lifetime, and they brought in the judgment into you. So you're living their judgment energy. And so that means that you contracted with your body or got connected with a condition, contracted a condition. Either way you want to look at it, it's the same basic thing, whatever word you use there. But you now have a situation from the past bothering you. Nothing new ever happens. If it was in the present moment, nothing will happen to you. So everything is from the past. So here we go. Let's look at the time. Let's go back 1,000 A.D. here. I'm going to release some energies from that. So everybody just kind of sit back, relax here. Here we go. Count to 10. Get them released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just see if that's helped. I see another energy that's with you. That was about a little bit past that, 1,200 A.D. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. So maybe that helped. I don't know. But you'd have to go through your genetic history and have it cleared. I'd recommend having a sensory clearing. You first want to do an emotional clearing. That's $5 times your current age. And then the sensory clearing is $200. And that goes back from when your spirit first came to the planet Earth here. Remember, you're only supposed to have one lifetime, but it got stuck here by the aliens, and you somehow lost your way back home. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to hopefully find the spirits that are here and the bodies that are willing to ascend if they get their genetic programming released. So doing healings is a little more difficult with the light, because the light only works in the now and has to find things. Now, healings with the dark side energies, which I don't recommend doing, but most practitioners out there don't use light because they were taught how to do healings. They use mind energy. So when you use mind energy, which I call a dark side practitioner, then all of a sudden the dark side gave you the situation, and instantly the dark side knows how to take it away. This is why there are practitioners out there who do a lot of miracle healings on people, and they do work. Just that you're getting tied up more and more to the darkness. And because the darkness knows what the formula is, because they gave you the situation, they gave you the judgment, they put implants in you, etc. So the darkness can take it away. And then all of a sudden you think you had some kind of really divine healing, and the dark side actually did it, unfortunately. So, and then you're hooked up even more so to the practitioner and also to the dark side energies, any one of these alien, you know, one of thousands of these alien energies connected to you. Very bad. This is why you have dreams at night. This is why you have parallel lives. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, speaking about parallel lives there, Karen was wondering about the online clearings for the parallel lives, and I'm looking at my computer now because she's asking if there's something else. I'm just going to get back because she wrote quite a lot Please discuss any and all clearings needed to stop parallel lives. And if anything else besides the two online clearings are needed.
Okay, that's a good question. So parallel lives, I just have two clearings there. I do the parallel lives with clone planets, clone bodies that are of the Earth. Okay, that's one of them. We can do it for this lifetime, and we can do it for past lifetimes. Okay? The next clearing is for physical clone bodies. Remember, there's a lot of stuff out now about that. You know, watching clone movies the last 20 years, okay, where people go into bodies, shapeshifters, etc. Then that's for clone physical bodies, just like yourself, with being exposed and living on a cloned alien planet that doesn't look like the Earth. So you have some strange planet. I will talk about the brand new movie that's out called, what's the name here? I just saw it yesterday, Avatar. And so that's sort of similar. It's a movie where a person takes their spirit energy, consciousness, we'll call it, and projects that into another body. Very interesting what they're showing us here. And the body has full awareness. Okay, so, see, we're getting closer. The sci-fi stuff is showing you what's really happening. There's been other movies like that where, you know, that has happened. But this one here actually has a good story script to it, if you want to call it that, if you like watching the movie. I didn't mind it too much. Most people really loved it. For me, I didn't see any life in the characters, looking at it from a spirit standpoint. But as far as the movie was concerned, the energy was brought in there. Another good movie is Nine. Watch the movie Nine. It's the same thing where the darkness sucks out soul energies. So the movie Avatar is about, on the surface that most people will understand. Maybe not everybody will, but it's how an organization, will say, can come in and take over a planet, whatever that would be, whatever type of organization. And then from there, these people who were living, by the Earth, with the Earth, on their planet, knowing everything of that consciousness, fights back, basically. That's what the movie's about. So most people are going to understand, gee, if they do get it, they go, man, this may be relating to the Earth here, how humanity here is taking advantage of the Earth. They may draw that connection. Most people are probably too brainwashed through alien implants to understand that. But they probably will not understand the fact that in this movie, they're showing what they're actually doing is taking out a consciousness from one person and putting it into another one. And this is a cloned body. Okay? Hello? You understand what I'm saying? They're taking out the consciousness of a person and putting it into a manufactured, cloned body. So this movie is all about that. Okay? But you may not
fully get that when you watch the movie
because you're going to be watching the storyline. And most people are not awake enough consciously, spiritually enough to see what's really happening. So do watch the movie Nine. That'll give you a runner-up for this movie to see what's happening. And then watch the movie Avatar. You know? And there is a lot of really nice special effects on it. But the storyline is that that's what they're doing. You know, that's how I look at it. So anyway, back to you, Annika.
So we have a caller. Sorry, caller, you've been waiting for a while, so thank you for being so patient on there. Who's out there?
It's me, Pauline.
Hey,
hi, guys. I'm sorry, I'm always the one that seems to call in, but can
it's
I just
fine.
Make a comment
ahead,
about
Pauline.
The Avatar?
Yeah,
I've been
good
wanting
words of wisdom.
To see that, and I'm glad you said about the clone bodies, because I've never seen a movie that shows that. But I got something else about it. I read a review about it and how, you know, we're taking advantage of the Earth spirit or something like that. We're using the planet or they're using it up. But also, it also parallels, like, what about the aliens doing that to us? But I don't think that shows that in there. I didn't watch the movie. I just was thinking that out loud. But now you told me it's about clone bodies. I can't wait to watch it then.
these bodies that were cloned were brought there, and these physical people that lived on the Earth their energy went into these clone bodies and became alive. When they got taken out of the machine, the bodies became lifeless, okay? So, you know, and normally what happens is the dark side will show us clues probably 20, 30 years before something is actually going to happen here physically. It might even be sooner than that. But normally, you know, they always give the storyline to show us, to prepare us to, for what's going to be happening to humanity here in the future. So people get a clue, and the science fiction writers are the ones who get downloaded with this energy from universal mind, collective consciousness, to write these stories, because the aliens are transmitting this energy to them, these thought forms, and the writers write it, and somehow they are able to bring this out to show the people what's going to be happening. You know, you can look at the older movies. You know, I think the Terminator was maybe one of the first ones. I could be wrong, but that was one that, you know, was a clone body with the machine inside, you know. There's other movies out there, I'm sure, that have that. But, you know, all this stuff over the last 20 years is real, okay? Even the show Alien, with these things inside of people that pop out, okay? These things pop out of us energetically. They just showed a physical thing with teeth, you know, that was drooling, you know. So these are real. This is why on the website creationlightship.com I have alien attack removal. And you can get rid of these things out of you. In fact, we'll do that right now. Let me do that, Pauline, and then you can come back on and talk, okay? So let's do the alien octopus energies. These normally are wrapped around your rib cage, prevent breathing. So here we go. This is octopus energies leaving. First tentacle out, second out, third out. It's just one of these. Four out, five out, six out, seven out, and eight out. Get the body out of you. Take a deep breath, everybody, on a count of 10 as it leaves you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So that's released from you. We have a special conference call coming on a week from this coming Sunday, which is the 10th. So we have three consecutive back-to-back Sundays, 8-hour conference call healing. If you're interested, it's on the website, too. So it's the 10th, 17th, and 24th. Very, very powerful. The most powerful healing you're ever going to have in your life if you get on these calls. So back to you, Pauline.
Okay. Can I make a quick comment? Since you didn't, I don't know if you finished with explaining to Karen what other reasons that the parallel lives, you said past, current life, and clone bodies, clone Earths, and all that. But I just remembered again, because I still believe the mind-created one is being manipulated within us through the aliens off-planet, on-planet. And only because it came to me, because I just did the clearings with you about the dark side ascension program removal, and things are coming clearer to me, the answers from my spirit, and now the Galactic Federation disconnect. I felt like after you did one, it's sort of like I'm still finding the manipulation underneath it all, and it goes higher. Like you said, the aliens are really going through our minds and creating all kinds of problems within us. Even though we're getting one clearing, something else keeps coming up.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The on the website, we have the alien attack removal, and on you can select different alien races to release their energy from you, okay? And then you can also input other things. But, yeah, the
Galactic
Federation disconnection, where they're
the
organization
that
of all these alien races that are supposed to be helping us here, but they're not. When you get disconnected from that, you feel a whole lot better. And then they also transmit to you, they being the ETs, somehow they transmit the barcode for the ascension process. So what happens is when it gets close to ascension, like we are now, they transmit this mind energy to you so that you're out there looking and searching in metaphysics now, in our terminology, for this time in this 2,000-year cycle. In Jesus' time, I don't know what they did. I don't remember. Consciously right now. I should look at it to probably find out, but it's not necessary. But they brought in the New Age movement, and that started about maybe 100 years ago. And so they bring in these things, and people start looking and looking and looking, searching outside of themselves, which is against what Jesus talked about. to go within, and all of a sudden they get tied up with the darkness. So, and it prevents you from having your ascension. So it takes you into the mind programming, mind energy, very, very, very strongly. These implants inside of your body go off, and it makes you want to search. Remember, that's your self-fulfilling prophecy. People say, gee, I get a lot of spiritual validation. I do something, and I get validated. Well, that's the mind energy validating you. The light only works in the now. It doesn't judge anything. You know, you're here to have an experience, and that's how it sees that. Whether, even if you're in darkness, you're here to have that experience. Unfortunately, we're in darkness here because of the aliens, but the light cannot come in and actually save you right now. That's why it comes for the ascension time. But it's up to you to save yourself to get into your heart energy. And that's all that you have is your spirit. There's no such thing as higher self or lower self or any kind of other self or something above your head transmitting energies to you. All that is New Age metaphysics, metaphysical jargon, which is from the dark side. You just drop down into your heart. We'll do that right now for everybody. So we're going to drop down, take your mental awareness. That's inside of your head. Think of an elevator. That's your 10th floor. Drop you down into your heart. And this is what we do. This show is all about you becoming self-empowered with your spirit. There's probably very, very few programs, if any, out there doing this process. And this is because most things are from the darkness out there, if not all of them. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, the darkness, this is why I'm going to say it, very interesting. I need to get some water here. Hang on a minute. Okay, that's why they try to hit me for about 5 seconds here. So 10, dropping down, you're awakening consciousness into your heart, and the first floor will be your heart center when I hit number one. So number one is your heart with your spirit. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, do it slower for people, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So let me just put some music on. You'll not be able to get a negative thought in your heart center. That's the way you know that you're there. And you should feel very, very peaceful. So I'm going to put some music on for the next minute or two. Enjoy that, and we'll get the next caller. So just please be patient here. Should be able to think a thought now. It should come out of your chest cavity, and you should feel wonderful because you're out of time. Remember, when you're in time, you're in darkness. That's what the dark side does to you. They program you in time. Out of time, you're in the light. You can't be in the light and also be in time. And if anybody talks about love energy and they switch over to mind instantly, which I see all the time with these New Age practitioners, they talk about the mind in the same breath as they talk about love and heart, that they're not even dealing with true divine energy because they're using the darkness, the light of the darkness. So I thought I heard a beep out there. Somebody out there?
Hi, Ron. This is Cindy. I'm here.
Hi.
Hi there. Cindy. Pauline, though, had some questions that she wanted to finish asking you.
Okay,
Pauline,
go ahead.
Are you still here? Pauline?
Pauline is off. She came off.
Oh, okay.
She was talking about that she didn't get to say everything about the planets affecting the Earth at present, but she, you know, with the lunar eclipse and the Mercury and Mars in retrograde, and so she put that on the fast jet, and I just told her she can call in again.
Yeah, just call in again, Pauline.
Okay, and...
What about you, Cindy? You want to...
Yes, I was still on the movie and wondered what the impact of the movies would have on the people watching. And I apologize if you answered this. I was muted for a while. So.
Okay. There are movies that you watch that actually tag you and connect you to that energy. Remember, the movies, if they're emotionally based, which basically they are, that's why you want to see them, okay? If you move a lot by watching the movie and things shock you, we'll say, then you have that issue in yourself, okay? And what happens a lot of times, the way that darkness can really attack you is they will get your heart to be opened up somehow, and then they zap you once your heart is opened. Or they get somebody who's talking really low in volume. And I see this a lot at the expos. What the different practitioners will do, maybe during a lecture, is they'll start to talk, then they'll lower their voice down a little bit, and then they'll bring it up really loud, and at that point it scares you, okay? And they get your attention. It's kind of like watching, you know, some type of Christian minister performance where they do that. And what happens is when the voice goes up and down, it can, number one, kind of methodically put you to sleep, and then you're in their trance, okay? They put you in a trance. And what it can do, it can shock you to get your spirit to pop out of your body. Remember that since the dark side's in time, if you're out of your body, say, an eighth of a second, that might be months to the dark side, because they control time here, okay? And they can do a lot to you when you're out of your body. This is why meditation is so bad for people. Most people want to meditate to get out of their body to escape reality here. Well, and those people don't understand that they have to be home to protect their body with their spirit. You have to be in your body to protect your body. Your spirit is your only protection that you're ever going to have here. Otherwise, the darkness is going to come in. So, you know, it depends how high you are in your body with your spirit. But aside from that,
right,
when you're out of your body, you have no way to protect yourself on a spiritual consciousness of the creation energy.
Thanks, Ron, for that. So if we were to have the experience that you talked about or just watch Avatar and 9, what would you suggest that we do after that?
What I would say is to go onto the website and probably do a clearing. We have the one for the auric field clearing. You may want to do that first to protect yourself. And then maybe go on afterwards and clear that out of you.
Okay.
Because naturally, you probably will pick something up. Remember, the dark side can come through your computer. This is why we have on the alien attack removal site, you can type in websites or even people's names. And they can come through that way and tag you. And, you know, some people have on their websites, they may have moving items that move around, special things, and that can also affect you. So you want to just be careful and always ask your spirit, drop into your heart. This is what I always tell people. First drop into your heart before you do anything and see if what you're doing is correct or not. If you hear the voice in your head, then you popped out of your heart. And if it's in your heart center, then listen for your guidance. And that's the only way you have protection here. That is it. Nothing outside of yourself is going to necessarily help you. You go to a channeler. What are they channeling? Entities? They may be channeling something that might be your spirit, which would be wonderful if they do. Most people, unfortunately, do not honor their spirit enough, so your spirit might come through as a, say, divine being, quote-quote, that's around you, because you're going to accept maybe Jesus more than you will your spirit. But it's the same energy, just that you think that Jesus is so much more powerful, but your spirit is just as powerful, just that it's been so far on this earth, you know, browbeaten down so much, and now the past life densities are in it. But your spirit is very, very powerful. But sometimes people choose, because they want to hear something from some divine being coming through a channeler, that they go into that aspect, and they trust that more than their own spirit. And really, you want to trust your own spirit, because sometimes the channeling can be askew. And also, normally what happens when you're getting a quote-unquote reading from somebody, what will happen is that reader has to stir the pot of darkness up. They have to look into the time-based reality. Sometimes that they have problems maybe afterwards. Maybe they get a psychic attack themselves and get hooked up to the darkness by doing this here. Most readers don't understand that. And then maybe they actually make more problems for you, because all of a sudden now you're looking at what the dark side planning to do for you. And so all of a sudden they go, oh, this person's now going to try to correct what we have planned for them. So we're going to make it even worse for them. That can happen. I think we have a caller. I heard a beep, I believe.
I'm holding, but I think I hear another call, too. It's Pauline, but should I let the other caller speak? Because that's what happened before. I let Cindy come on because I didn't want to be.
Wasn't quite finished. What's your information there, Pauline?
Okay, what I wanted to share was, and I know this is dark side information, but I see how it was very effective, and it was very strange that on New Year's Eve, the eclipse, the Mercury's in retrograde and Mars, and it's really screwing up a lot of stuff. And as a matter of fact, this is when I actually got my clearing from you, and a lot of things acted up just at this point, at this time, the time frame that all of this is going on. But I know you have the planetary disconnect. I've done that, so I probably can imagine what it would feel like for somebody who's not done this. Can you help us right now with the energies, at least to experience the planetary disconnect for the moon right now, Mercury and Mars, possibly?
Okay,
give us an
example
of
moon,
that kind of a disconnect.
Mercury and Mars. Yeah, I'll do that for this program here. I'll do it for the next hour. So here we go. We're going to take away the moon energy, this alien life form, we'll call it, that does not move. Interesting, huh? Spying on you, huh? Like one of those dishes, like I mentioned, you know, that point in one direction, like a cell phone tower. Okay, here we go. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That the moon energy is released from you as much as we can right now. We'll do Mercury. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And Mars, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a lot of people talk about Pluto. Should I do Pluto too? I'll do Pluto. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. You should feel a change in your body. If you've had our planetary disconnection, you probably won't feel too much. The planetary disconnection takes away over a couple thousand planets that are unknown to you, and those are all doing mind control transmissions to you, just like your natal chart is. You know, when you start looking at your natal chart, you start wondering, gee, that must make sense, because why, if I'm a divine being, why am I being controlled for this lifetime in a body? I mean, hello? You know, you have to look at a lot of this stuff logically. And if it's not from the darkness, it can't be from the light. The light would never do that, so it has to be the darkness. Okay, so
thank
who's
you.
Next out there?
Hello, is anyone out there? Any callers hanging on? Well, if nobody's out there, then thank you for doing that sample of the planet disconnect. It was interesting for me, actually. I didn't feel much, so...
Thank you. Yes, no one's out there right now.
In a way,
I
felt happy about that, because that means
okay,
that
yeah, that's
even
good.
Though I...
So
yeah,
the whole thing with this program here is to help you to get more into your body with your spirit, and that's the main process that we do. We do a lot of clearings so you can do the ascension. Remember, you have to get rid of the genetic cellular memory out of you. So once you start understanding this, and then if you know about that, you can just see, and if you're a Bible student, which I'm basically not, but if you are, you can start to see how things relate and how the teachings of the light shift that we're doing in this lifetime, which is your only lifetime that you need to know about, really, to get out of here, how they come and how they parallel what Jesus did. There are some strange things in there that people have talked about him being submissive and wanted to die, you know, basically, that's not correct, but that's how they made it, like it's, what do the New Agers say, you know, with the phrase, thy will be done. Well, that's the dark side energies. You know, that's like, I give up. I have no hope. I have no consciousness. I have no spirit energy. So I'll just let the chips fall where they fall. And what happens to me is God's will. Well, if you want an alien God to control you, you know, then that's fine. Your spirit doesn't want that. Neither does your body. Does your body want to die because some alien God is transmitting the energies to you to kill you or to go to war? You know, you got to think about this here. So anyway, back to you, Annika. Our show is winding down in about 5 minutes here, I think.
Okay. So just wanted to say that Mike had a comment because he actually asked for a sample of a planet disconnect. So I'm glad to hear that we got that. So he's just commenting, saying, excellent, Pauline, that he feels a lot of relief from that. And I think I heard another beep. Is there another caller out there?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Ron about after you die. You get caught up in the reincarnational cycle.
Yes, that happens to almost everybody here. In fact, everybody listening on the show got caught up in that. So go ahead.
Well, I had a few years ago, before I knew Ron, I was going to meet some friends in Sedona, and so the night before I was just kind of getting into a quiet place and packing and looking forward, and all of a sudden I sensed I was like in a bombing raid, and I could sense like many bombs being laid down and the percussion of all the bombs as they hit, and my body was just, you know, going all over the place in alignment with the bombs that were dropping. And then at some point I just felt like I was floating, and I knew I was dead, and it was so strange because I guess I went into a state of trauma. Because I couldn't really get any more information after that, whether it was a past event or a future event or what have you. And then the next day, I met my friends, and we were at Montezuma's Well. And if you climb, I don't know if you're familiar with Montezuma's Well, but you climb down to where the well lets out to a creek, and it's this beautiful, pristine little Garden of Eden area. And we were all down there enjoying the water and kind of being in a meditative space. And all of a sudden, a picture flashed in front of me, and it was blue sky and foliage. And it could have been blue sky and foliage anywhere, but it just shattered, and all the pieces fell to the ground. And then it kind of opened up on this, like, spacey, I don't know if it was space or astral plane or what have you, and there was some icky stuff there. But then I saw something really horrifying that I couldn't really identify, and it was like that was the thing that got me. And so I don't know if that's an experience of dying and that's what happens to you after you die. I know I went to a reader who said my past life, I did die in a bombing raid, but you know, I didn't connect to it at the time, and now I'm trying to, I don't know, maybe use my mind and connect things, I don't know. But I was just wondering what that big thing was that grabbed me.
Boy, it could have been a stargate or something, a vortex energy that maybe brought you into a parallel life to actually experience that. That's a possibility. A lot of people have been talking about, you know, in the last month, about like driving down the highway and all of a sudden feel themselves kind of like lift out of their car. No, I'll say it over again. They feel their car lifting off the road and all of a sudden their ears pop and they're driving. And they still see the same scenery And then maybe in 5 minutes, they feel themselves back on the ground again. And they feel, you know, like they've been messed with, okay? Remember, you were probably taken up out of time into a parallel life. And they were just running the script for you with the mind control energy. Which is, like I say, like the moon not turning. Why doesn't the moon turn, you know? Seems strange that it would always be in the same location, but that's kind of what I think. So what they can do is fabricate a life for you, and you can think that you're actually living that life. You can go to work and be in a parallel life, and you don't even know it. But they're now coming in a lot stronger by what I'm hearing from people talking. And it's like driving your car into a billboard, or all of a sudden maybe they bring you back, and maybe you're out of sync slightly with the time sequence. So maybe your car moves over 6 inches or maybe even a couple feet on the road, and you go, shit, I almost got into this car wreck. I almost got up, turned off the road. What happened? Well, that's because they brought you back down in a different time location. Or maybe you just lost time. Maybe you're driving and you go, wow, what happened? You know, I was hearing the song on the radio, and all of a sudden it stopped and it came back on again, or something like that. Or you just have some missing spaces. So that's happening a lot with people. And that's just the dark side taking you out. And probably readjusting your implants in your body, checking you out. Maybe they're taking eggs out of the women and sperm out of the men, etc., or whatever else they do. Remember, because you're in their sequence of time. And they can spread that time out for months. And to you, you just think it's maybe a half a second or so. So this is what happens, you know, not to frighten anybody. I think our show is about over here, so I'll just say blessings to all of you. It's creationlightship.com. If you're interested in having some wonderful healing, you know, check out the website. A lot of online healings are there. Use PayPal, and I have a special call tomorrow, which is Saturday. It's $20 starting at 1 o'clock PST. California time. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next show is tomorrow, Saturday night, and a Saturday night live on the Light Ship. Starts at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Bye, everybody.